For joining us today. Welcome to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right on Progressive Radio Network. That's PRN.FM. And we are so happy to be here with you today and every Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m. But if you miss us at that time or it's not a good time of day for you, you can listen 24/7 on the archives at Progressive Radio Network. And we archive every show as well as the links to the guest. And you can always find out more at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. Today, we are so happy to bring to you Dr. Edward Kondrot. Dr. Kondrot received his MD in 1977 from Hahnemann Medical College in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and completed his residency in ophthalmology at the Shi Eye Institute and at St. Francis General Hospital. He is a board-certified ophthalmologist with many years of experience, and he is a recognized leader as a homeopathic ophthalmologist, which, of course, is really a rare and wonderful specialty. And he devotes his practice to conventional and alternative therapies for the treatment of eye disease. His extensive research has taken him around the world and places him in a unique position to share his knowledge. Dr. Kondrot offers 5 best-selling books, including one that we'll be talking about in depth today, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight, and Healing the Eye the Natural Way. He is the host of a weekly radio show as well, which is called Healthy Vision Talk Radio on KFNX Talk Radio. And he has a prestigious center called Healing the Eye, which promotes wellness of sight, body, mind, and spirit, located in Zephyr Hills, Florida. The center treats patients who seek holistic, non-invasive therapies for eye problems that include macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, eye strains, and other eye disorders. And he has a worldwide following because of these successful therapies. A very good place to look is www.healingtheeye.com. That's healingtheeye.com. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Edward Kondrot.
Oh, thank you for that very kind introduction, and it's great to be on your show.
Now, you have quite a specialty. Let's go way back in time and talk about what led you to your interest in becoming a medical doctor in the first place.
Well, I kind of developed an interest in chemistry and biochemistry, but I thought that would just be too boring to work in the laboratory. And then I thought a perfect application would be to use that knowledge to help patients. And that's what led me to medical school. And in medical school, I fell in love with ophthalmology, I think for many reasons. One is that a medical doctor, to be an ophthalmologist, you have to be knowledgeable with many different specialties, endocrinology, neurology, and psychology. Because, you know, the eye is a very precious organ, and when someone is losing their vision, there's a lot of emotional component with it. So, and then I found that I had some surgical skills, and I loved the surgical aspect of ophthalmic surgery. And for a while in my career, I felt that there wasn't any eye disease that I couldn't cut and put back together again. But that changed very quickly when I developed a severe asthma, and traditional Western medicine kind of let me down. They didn't have a cure. I said, why isn't there a cure for asthma? I want my old lungs back. So that's when I discovered homeopathy, and one homeopathic remedy, only one, cured me of my asthma. And I said, my goodness, I need to investigate this. Maybe this could help all of my chronic eye patients that I haven't been able to find a solution.
Now, what was the remedy? I'm sure you remember, but it sounds like it was a deep-acting constitutional remedy.
Well, that's a good question, because I don't want the listeners to think that that remedy is going to help all cases of asthma.
Correct.
And that's one thing I love about homeopathy. We treat the person, not the disease. So if you have 100 people with asthma, each one may need a different homeopathic remedy. So the remedy that helped me was Natrum arsenicosum. But that may not be a remedy to help a listener that has asthma, because homeopathy, we look at the underlying cause, maybe causative factors. We look at emotional components. We look at other physical components. And homeopathy is truly a magical approach to treat any disease, especially eye disease. So after my experience, my personal experience with homeopathy, I just really just dove right into the study of homeopathy. And I got my homeopathic degree, and I've never looked back since. I feel it's a powerful way to help patients with eye problems, and it has become a very big part of my practice right now.
Now, it is interesting because homeopathy, like so many aspects of holistic and natural medicine, and I do just want to differentiate one thing that you said. When we talk about traditional medicine here on the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, and in many ways as we move through, we like to use the word traditional medicine to talk about things that have been used for thousands of years with a great degree of safety and efficacy. So that would include Western herbal medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, and homeopathy is borderline even, because it's only around, let's say, about 300 years now. So it would maybe squeeze into traditional medicine. But we like to use the word either conventional medicine, mainstream medicine, or allopathic medicine, or modern medicine, to refer to what I think you were talking about at first in terms of treatments that you tried for your asthma. Is that what you meant?
Yeah. So I think that it's really confusing, the terminology. And you make a good point. But I like to say, what is true medicine? What is the truth behind medicine? And one of the reasons I like homeopathy is because a homeopathic doctor believes that the body has an intelligence. So when you develop a symptom or a disease, it's because your body needs that state to maintain homeostasis or balance. Say, for example, you develop diarrhea. Well, if the body has a wisdom, you have that diarrhea for a purpose, maybe to purge some toxins or infection in your lower gastrointestinal tract. It has a purpose. So in homeopathy, we respect the body's wisdom, and we actually give a substance which supports what the body is trying to do. So if you have diarrhea, you're given a homeopathic remedy which causes diarrhea. Now you may think, my goodness, isn't that going to make the diarrhea worse? Well, not really. If the body has a wisdom and it's trying to do something to maintain balance, let's help it. So it's a completely different approach compared to the allopathic approach, where you treat with opposites. So if somebody has diarrhea, you give them something which causes constipation. So it's a completely different philosophy of approaching disease. For example, my asthma was cured with a medication which actually causes asthma. So that is the unique approach that homeopathy has.
Right. And a good example that I like to give, and I've written actually many books on homeopathics myself, and I feel it's an incredibly effective and safe solution that I really like all parts of it. I like the part that is deep acting, like what you're talking about. And I also do use home accord therapy, which is not as deep acting, but certainly can be very useful for home use. Sometimes we talk about using several remedies at once, so it's a little bit of a different philosophy. But the bottom line is, it causes no harm and is very effective, and I really support everyone learning more about homeopathy. A good example I like to give is Allium Sepa, because that's something people really probably have experienced, which is just onion. So if you cut an onion, you know what happens to you. You get sort of runny eyes and runny nose. A lot of people react that way. And so Allium Sepa is a homeopathic remedy you might use for someone exhibiting those kinds of symptoms. So that's where that philosophy that Dr. Kondrot is discussing with us in terms of like cures like, not so much shut it down with the opposite effect.
Yeah, the law of similars, which is the main law in homeopathy, that the body has a wisdom when it is producing a symptom set. You want to try to support the body with what it's trying to do. And, of course, I'm taking that philosophy to eye diseases. For example, you mentioned Allium Sepa. When you get watery eyes, well, maybe homeopathic Allium Sepa will help the watery eyes. When you get burning and itching, you would maybe prescribe a remedy which has those components. So it is a fascinating approach to the treatment of eye diseases, and it's one that I think that every person should investigate, especially if you have a chronic problem that just isn't getting better. And one thing I wanted to bring up is that there's something called suppression in homeopathy, that if a disease is not treated properly, it can be pushed deeper into the body. Say, for example, you have conjunctivitis or a red eye, and you treat it with steroid eye drops. Yep, it'll make the red eye go away, but you're pushing the disease deeper, and it may cause a cataract or glaucoma. So one thing that I do anytime I see a new patient, I want to kind of get the timeline of their disease. When did the disease start? When did their eye problems start? What was going on in their life? And then we put all these factors to kind of determine what would be the best approach to treating their disease.
Well, you know, I think that what you're doing is extremely unique, Dr. Kondrot. I don't actually know any other specific physicians, particularly MDs, who focus on eye health and homeopathy. Do you teach at any conferences where you share this information? Because it sounds like it's a perfect match.
Well, I'm on the faculty of the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and I do teach at the American, A4M, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine.
Oh, that's
so
good.
There are a lot of physicians that want to learn more. They're beginning to see that a lot of the pharmaceutical products that they're prescribing, are not really helping people. They may give a temporary relief, but I look at the pharmaceutical industry as an industry that's maintaining disease. You know, when you have high blood pressure, you never go to the doctor and he goes, "Hey, take this and this will cure your high blood pressure." They prescribe a medication, and you got to say. So homeopathy is one approach that we truly look at. How can we cure the disease?
Yes, now that's a whole big deal because, as you said, doctor, very often when we're talking about allopathic medicine, it's like a dirty word to say cure. It's more about control the symptoms.
Right, and be kind of locked into a medication for the rest of your life, and then that medication produces side effects and you need another medicine. For example, I was taking three different asthma medicines and they caused side effects. I was restless. I had a tremor. I was miserable. And that was my life. But then the one homeopathic remedy looked at the underlying cause and cured my asthma. Even though I couldn't believe it, I carried my inhaler around for about a year thinking that it was too good to be true. And I see that with a lot of eye patients. Can I share with you a really interesting eye case?
Please do.
I saw this radiologist who was lecturing, and he developed sudden blindness in his eye. Midnight in the coal mine, he saw the retinal specialist at the university, and they diagnosed a central retinal artery occlusion, which is a stroke in the eye. And I was taught in medical school that once you get a stroke in your eye, there's nothing that can be done. That's it. They put them on Coumadin or a blood thinner to prevent that event from happening to the other eye. Now, this gentleman was from India, and in India, homeopathy is really big. And he found out that I was a homeopathic ophthalmologist, so he came to see me 5 days after this stroke occurred. So in homeopathy, I told him I have never treated something this serious, but let's find out what was going on. Now, in homeopathy, you know, we not only look at the physical aspects. He had a stroke, which is a blockage of the artery, which caused blindness. We look at the nature and personality of the individual. So I started to talk to him, learning more about him. The interesting thing about this doctor, he said, I like to argue. He said, even though I know I'm wrong, I will argue until I wear the other person down, until they give up and admit that I'm right. I thought that was kind of interesting. So then I asked him, what happened around the time you went blind in the left eye? And he kind of thought for a while. He said, I lost an argument to my wife. Now, a traditional ophthalmologist would say that has nothing to do with a stroke in his eye. But a homeopathic doctor, that has everything to do. Everything to do.
So that is so intense what you're just sharing there, Dr. Kondrot. And I want our listeners to know that we are listening to Dr. Edward Kondrot, K-O-N-T-R-O-T, medical doctor. We're talking about his book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight, and he's written many other books as well. It's something you want to find out about because you are not going to get this information from most ophthalmologists. Would they do a social history? Would they link the fact that you had an emotional trauma, such as this man having a fight with his wife, with it being linked to a medical issue that developed very closely thereafter? Well, homeopaths do pay attention, and naturopaths and natural healers know that it's one individual. It's not the eye problem and everyone gets treated the same. It's this person having this eye issue, which is really, I think, a much more realistic and valid medical approach.
But anyway, I prescribed a homeopathic remedy that fit that particular situation. And in 3 days, his vision came back totally. And his retinal doctor was amazed. And his retinal doctor said it was probably misdiagnosed. He never had a stroke. But these are the kind of miracles that sometimes we see in homeopathy. Oh, and Ellen, I'd like to offer all the listeners a free copy of my book. I think the material in that book is so important that anybody with eye problems should read it. You can download the book for free. Go to kondrotbook.com. That's K-O-N-D-R-O-T book.com. And you can download the book. and it's just full of information, not only a chapter on homeopathy, but what I consider is the most important aspect that patients should really focus on, and that is diet and nutrition. Essential. I think that's the leading cause of eye problems in our country is poor diet, poor nutrition.
Yes, and that's not, by the way, I'm looking at the book right now, and I'm so happy to say, Doctor, that you did actually use a nice large type. So somebody, if they do have some visual challenges, it's a really easy book to read.
Well, my next project is I want to put the book on audio. So I'm going to be recording the book in my own voice, reading it. So I'm trying to find the time and motivate myself to read it because, you know, some people are visually handicapped and it's difficult to read. So that's probably one of the best ways to get that information to patients who really need this information.
Oh, it's fantastic. And where are you going to get it? I mean, this is really a unique specialty. And I've been in this field a long time, actually since 1964 with a six, but I actually have never met anyone else who's a specialist, as well as being an MD, in homeopathy specifically for eye health. So I'm really excited to know about you.
Well, one thing that makes me unique, I am a board-certified ophthalmologist, so I know eye disease, I know surgery, and I feel that I can really guide patients. I'm not totally against all operations. In some cases, you need a surgical procedure to lower your pressure if you have a retinal detachment. But I would say the majority of patients who are suffering from some type of eye problem, it can be treated with alternative medicine, homeopathy, nutrition, detoxification, etc.
Yeah, so I mean, all of that is good. No one who's knowledgeable, I myself am a PhD RN, we don't want to throw out conventional medicine, but I would say put it in its place where it is used wisely and effectively, because it seems like so many doctors, ophthalmologists, and other medical doctors really have very limited tools in their medicine chest. They're limited to drugs and surgery, which at times are certainly the appropriate intervention, but the things you're talking about, diet, nutrition, exercise, looking at the psychotherapeutic obstacles and challenges we have, using homeopathy, herbal medicine, vitamins and nutrients, that can often take care of these issues and really has a much better cost-benefit ratio and adverse effect profile.
Yeah, you know, people, they want a shortcut. They want a magic pill and just eliminate the problem and the symptoms. But sometimes it takes a little bit of work, you know, making those changes in your diet. And I think changing your emotional state. I really believe that the body will not heal if the autonomic nervous system, if your emotional system is not balanced. And unfortunately, many doctors put the patient into emotional disarray. If you don't have this surgery, you're going to go blind. You know, if you don't take these drops, you know, they put them in a fear state. So I look at health as a partnership. I want to understand everything possible about my patient, what their needs, their desires, their wishes, what their goals are, and we work together to try to achieve that end result of good health and good vision.
Well, wonderful advice, Dr. Kondrite. And Kondrote, I have to say your name correctly. You tell me, how do you say your name correctly?
Well, Kondrite.
Okay.
Kondrite.
Okay, thank you,
Kondrite. Kondrite, that I've had numerous pronunciations.
I know, it's a little bit of a challenge there. But listeners, if you want to get a copy of Dr. Kondrote's book, go to Kondrote, B-O-O-K. So it's Kondrote, bookbook.com, and you can download a free copy of the 10 Essentials to Save Your Site. And is it spelled S-I-G-H-T? Because someone sent it to me with it saying S-I-T-E. So maybe that's
S-I-G-H-T.
Okay, so that was a
you can download.
Okay, very good.
Download
that's what I thought.
PDF.
And you may want to check back with your publisher because that's how they sent it to me. But in any event, people will see it easily there. 10 Essentials to Save Your Site. You can get it digitally at no cost. And what a treat. Thank you so much. We're going to take just a few-minute break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And when we come back, we are going to continue our discussion about the 10 Essentials to Save Your Site. We'll be right back with more.
On this edition of the Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the ancient Chinese science and art of acupuncture.
Acupuncture is a 5,000-year-old medical procedure involving insertion and manipulation of needles into specific points on the body. It is often applied to relieve pain during surgery and for many other conditions.
Acupuncture needles have been found in China that are over 4,000 years old. The first needles were made of stone. Later, bronze, gold, or silver was used, and today they are usually made from steel. Acupuncture was developed around the theory of special meridian points on the body connected to the internal organs, and that vital energy, or qi, flows along these meridians. According to the theory, diseases are caused by interrupted energy flow, and the stimulation of these points restores normal energy circulation. There is some scientific evidence of the existence of the meridians as a separate circulatory system. Studies were done in the 1970s by a Dr. Kim from Korea, where he injected radioactive dyes into the traditional acupuncture points. He observed migration of the dyes along the exact predicted path of the meridians.
How acupuncture works remains uncertain, but both Western and Eastern scientific studies on rabbits have shown that the analgesic effects are not simply a matter of suggestion. After the discovery in 1975 of endorphins, natural pain inhibitors in the body, some neurophysiologists suggested that the needles may trigger the release of these substances. American and Chinese studies have confirmed that placing acupuncture needles in the brains of dogs raises the level of endorphins in the spinal fluid.
Acupuncture is used today in most hospitals in China and by many private practitioners in virtually every country in the world, including the United States. The primary use is for analgesia, although ulcers, hypertension, asthma, and other conditions have been documented to respond favorably to this treatment. Chinese surgeons prefer acupuncture to the use of drug-induced analgesia because they claim it does not disturb normal body physiology and therefore does not make the patient vulnerable to shock. Brain surgery is especially amenable to this form of analgesia when it is necessary to keep the patient awake during the operation.
Although some modifications in the practice of acupuncture have been made, such as sometimes using a small electric current on the needle instead of the traditional twirling, acupuncture remains intact as an ancient therapeutic technique that has been used successfully for at least 5,000 years. Perhaps you'd like to add this piece of knowledge to your natural medicine test.
And welcome back to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please visit us at naturalnurse.com and also Facebook, The Natural Nurse. I am in the midst of putting up our spring schedule, so it will be there soon. I can't even believe it's March already, but I do want to give you a heads up, since it's not on the website yet, in terms of some of the classes coming up more or less immediately. For instance, on Sunday, March 5th, we have a class on Cycles of Life, which is really a focus on women's health, and it is an online class from 2 to 3 p.m. On March 14th, we have another online class which actually offers credits, CE broker credits for nurses, midwives, massage therapists, and nutritionists, and that is called the Scientific Validation of Herbal Medicine, and that's on Tuesday, March 14th in the evening. So you can come to those. We have lots of other classes online as well, and we will be posting them. And of course, we have our Chinatown trip. Our first Chinatown trip of the year is now taking registration, and that is on April 30th in Chinatown, New York. And we also have put together our edible and medicinal plant workshops on Long Island. We have one coming up June 6th at Restoration Farm in Old Bethpage. And then we have a full day where we go out into the field, gather plants, and make them into medicine on Sunday, June 11th. So all coming up this year. I'll be posting it at naturalnurse.com under calendar. Any day now, it will be there. And in the meantime, you can get in touch by going to facebook.com, leave a message, or naturalnurse.com, send an email, and we will get the schedule right to you. Today, we are so happy to have with us our esteemed guest, Dr. Edward Kondrot, K-O-N-D-R-O-T, and he has written a number of books, including 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight, and you can actually get that free by going to Kondrot, K-O-N-D-R-O-T, book.com, and it's a wonderful resource about what you can do. So welcome back to our show, Dr. Kondrot.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you Dr. Edward. How is that?
Or Dr. K. My patients call me Dr. K.
We'll go with that. I love that. My partner, who's also a radio host and a naturopathic physician here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, his last name is Zamperone, and he goes by Dr. Z. So that's a good one. We'll call you Dr. K.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And you have a radio show on as well.
Yeah, I've been broadcasting the show KFNX out of Phoenix, Arizona for, my goodness, the last 15 years, if you can believe it.
I know.
And
really
I have a lot of fun.
So we
a lot of callers ask questions, and I have interesting guests, people that are doing research and terms of microcurrent, light therapy, oxidative treatments, all these exciting modalities that can really reverse chronic eye disease in a healthy, beneficial way.
Well, what is the leading cause of eye disease? Why do most people wind up needing glasses as they age?
Well, it's interesting, you know, Dr. William Bates, turn of the century, meant that every time a child is prescribed glasses, the angels in heaven weep, because glasses are kind of like a crutch that, you know, if you have stress around your eyes, it causes contraction of your eye muscles, which change the shape of your eyeball. And Dr. Bates felt if you could just relax your eyes, you would not need glasses. And unfortunately, you know, you're prescribed glasses, and then you adapt to that prescription, and then you need stronger and stronger glasses. So I have the philosophy that you shouldn't have your optimum correction. You should probably undercorrect your prescription. So force your eyes to improve. And there's a whole group of eye doctors that work with people to try to reverse the need for glasses. You know, I'm 67, and I do not wear glasses, except when I'm under stress. Then I may need a pair of reading glasses. But essentially, I function without glasses because I kind of practice what I preach, you know, meditation, deep breathing, relaxation, and use your eyes in a proper way. Most people, I think it's just horrible, Alan, with what's happening to our society. People are focused on their iPhone and their computer. They're not using their peripheral vision. They're just tunnel vision. And we're meant to be using our peripheral vision, looking in the environment back and forth, being outdoors, absorbing the wonderful lights and colors of our environment. So the fact that we're using close vision, we're developing more strain with our eyes. We're inducing more nearsightedness. And we're actually causing a lot of harm to our eyes because of this.
So what are some of the practices that people can start to learn about, and in fact from your book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight, that they can practice daily that's actually going to help them save their eyesight?
Well, I think taking breaks from your computer or your iPhone, by taking a break, looking at distance. When you look at distance, you're relaxing your eye muscles. And scanning, searching the environment, looking around. I see so many people that they're losing their peripheral vision, mainly because they're not using their peripheral vision. Everything
well, why don't we define that a little bit more, Doctor? Talk about what is peripheral vision and what can you do to support peripheral vision?
Well, peripheral vision is your outside vision, the vision on the side. So when you're on your iPhone or your computer and you're focused on that small area, maybe a 5-inch area, you're not using your peripheral vision. So when you look up from your computer and look out the window and you see your environment, you see the periphery, you see the trees, the sky, and nature, you're using your peripheral vision, your side vision. And when you are under stress, there's a physiological process that takes place. Your peripheral vision is reduced. So people that are under stress have a reduction in the peripheral vision. When you're relaxed, when you have that deep breathing and you're calm, your peripheral vision improves. And, you know, I see so many patients that come to me. They have no peripheral vision, absolutely nothing. They're living in a world of central vision. And then we start to do some therapies with them to help relax their body, help educate them on their peripheral vision. Then their world expands. They become more relaxed. They're seeing more, seeing much more.
How would people be able to learn about these kinds of exercises that you're talking about?
Well, a lot of them are in my book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. And there's a chapter on different eye exercises you could do. And I think that you need to, you know, begin by becoming aware of how you're using your eyes and, you know, reducing strain, focusing, varying your focal point instead of always being fixed on a near object, you know, look at distance. And of course, especially with children nowadays, you know, when I was younger, I couldn't wait to get home from school to go outside and play ball and run around in the woods. Nowadays, what do kids do? They come home, they're playing video games, and they're on their iPhone. They don't go outside and run around and improve their peripheral vision. So,
wow, that's really interesting, because what happened that really elucidated that point to me, Dr. K, is that one day I came home and the electric was out, right? I came home from work and there was all the electric was out, and that lasted for about 3 or 4 hours due to a storm. And all I had lived in that location for about 8 years, and I had almost never seen a child. You know, I never saw a child. I used to walk every day, and I never saw kids. I didn't even think kids lived around there. All of a sudden, this one day where the electric was out, I got home from work, and it was summer, so it was still light out about 5:30. The place was crawling with children. They were outside. They were playing hopscotch. They were throwing balls. They were climbing trees. I said, where are these kids all the time? It was just really eye-opening.
It's the child's play is, you know, like you said, hopscotch, running around, playing ball. It's integrating the kinesiology with your environment, the kinesthetic awareness, you know, movement and vision. And unfortunately, when you're playing a video game, there's no body involvement in that video game. It's really, really sad. I think that as a society, you know, we need to integrate body motion with our vision. You know, child's play, going outside, running around, playing ball, hopscotch, etc. And that will help develop a very healthy visual system. And I think all of this, stress and loss of peripheral vision, is leading to serious eye problems. There's a dramatic increase in the incidence of macular degeneration, glaucoma, and cataracts. And I believe it's because we're not using our eyes properly. And in addition, the other factor is our poor diet. You know, we are lacking nutrition in the United States. It's really scary. 90% of our corn is genetically modified, a high percentage of soybeans. And, you know, these genetically modified food is not really healthy for our bodies. So I'm a big advocate of raw organic food, that if you want colorful vision, you need to eat colorful food, a variety of colorful foods, the bioflavonoids, the lutein, are just essential for good visual health. And your mother was right. Eat spinach for great sight. Spinach is wonderful.
So dark green leafy vegetables in general, I imagine. Kale as well, or is it specifically spinach?
No, spinach, kale, and, you know, a variety. Colorful foods. Our eyes need that colorful vision, colorful food. And raw organic is the way to go. And I teach my patients to come to my center. One of the first things we do is we educate them that 80% of their diet should be raw organic fruits and vegetables. The other 20% can be cooked or processed, but you really need to avoid processed foods. When you cook food, steam it, and for goodness sake, don't use a microwave. A microwave just destroys the nutritional value of the food. And that's one of the biggest problems, that you're not getting the right nutrition. And how can your body regenerate? How can your body renew itself if you don't have those essential building blocks? And it begins with a good, healthy diet.
Yes, and that's so important. And one would not necessarily think that they would get that kind of advice from an ophthalmologist. And I would say they usually would not hear anything about diet or digestion. Or, you know, it seems like most specialties in medicine are really so divorced from the holistic concept of a person being one entity. So if they are an eye doctor like yourself, and particularly a board-certified ophthalmologist, they're only going to focus on eye health and then use some kind of drug or surgical procedure to try to fix it. They're not going to be talking about preemptive causative factors. They're not going to be talking about diet and eating lots of organic, colorful, fresh, raw vegetables. It's just not going to be part of the discussion, although I do think it's certainly the solution.
You know, I have an interesting point I'd like to make. I can look inside your eye, Ellen, and immediately tell if you have a good, healthy diet. In the center of the macula is called the macula lutea, and lutea means yellow. If you have a good, healthy diet of fruits and vegetables, raw fruits and vegetables, beta carotene and lutein, you will have a little yellow reflex. If you have a poor diet, you have a lack of that yellow reflex. So within 2 seconds, I can look inside your eye, and I don't care what you tell me, I'll know what kind of food you're eating.
And well, that's the first so interesting. Now, we are going to have to take another little break right here, and I want to remind our listeners that we are talking today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z with Dr. Edward Kondrot, K-O-N-D-R-O-T.
Progressive Radio Network, the number one network for those who care about the truth.
Hi, I'm David Crowe, host of The Infectious Myth, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time here on PRN.FM. I love science the way it should be practiced, but a lot of modern science is corrupted by financial interests and serves a master other than the public good. Myths continue to be constructed around viruses, vaccines, forensics, and pharmaceutical drugs. People are dying and ending up in jail because of them. Listen to me as I deconstruct the myths that those who call themselves scientists weave, or when I wander into social and political topics. If you're new to the show, check out our past episodes at infectiousmyth.podbean.com.
The story behind the story, your story, my story, it's all in the mix on Lead Stories right here on PRN.FM. This is Eutrice Lead inviting you to share your thoughts and opinions and expand your knowledge about critical issues of the day, Monday through Friday, right after Gary Null's show. Listen live to a broadcast or get Lead Stories whenever you want from PRN's archive. You can even rate the show on iTunes. Now pass the word. Tell the story to everyone you know. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
This is PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We love to hear from you. So give us a heads up at Facebook, The Natural Nurse, or naturalnurse.com. And Dr. Zamperon and I will be getting back to you. We're actually gearing up for our yearly trip to Jamaica, EchoToursForCures.com, where we actually live with an ancient shamanic culture in the north coast of Jamaica, West Indies, for about 5 days. And we learn about edible and medicinal wild plants and other really beautiful indigenous and cultural tools that are used by the bush doctors there. Of course, we do similar classes right here in the USA. I just had one at Hippocrates Health Institute in Florida, not far from where our guest, Dr. Kondrot, practices in Zephyrhills. And we actually went out and gathered edible and medicinal wild plants and made them into tinctures, tea, and a little spiritual amulet bag that people got to take home with them. And we're going to do that several times this summer. And also, we'll be doing that at the Dowsers. The Dowsers Conference is coming up in Saratoga Springs. Boy, is that a great conference. I can't wait to attend that one. So really, there is so much to learn, so much to do, and so much that you can do for yourself, yourselves, and your family. And that's what we're talking about today with our guest, Dr. Edward Kondrot. And he received his MD in 1977. He attended the Hahnemann Medical College and also is a specialist, board certified, and a leader in homeopathic ophthalmology, so really a special person. He has offered us a free download of his book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight, which I downloaded already at Kondrite Book, K-O-N-D-R-O-T Book, B-O-O-K.com. And he's actually was brought to my attention by Naval Expo. That's Naval, N-A-V-E-L, Expo, E-X-P-O, Naval Expo, because many holistic doctors present and lecture at Naval Expo, and that's a wonderful opportunity for you to come and meet them in person. So thank you so much for being our guest today, Dr. Kondra.
Oh, thank you. It's a real pleasure to be on your show.
You have wonderful tools in your book. For instance, you have something that's a lotion that can help reverse years of damage. What kind of lotion would that be?
Well, one of the biggest problems we're faced with is heavy metal toxicity. You know, all of us are living in an environment where there's lead and mercury and toxic elements, and that is being absorbed into our neurological system. And that's one of the contributing factors of the increase incidence of Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, and macular degeneration, one of the leading causes. So we got to get those toxic metals out of the body. And there is a solution that you can put on your skin. You know, on the surface of our skin, we probably have the greatest surface area of our neurological system. We have tiny nerve fibers on our skin. So it can work to our benefit if we want to remove toxins. And this lotion is a combination of glutathione and DMSA, which is a substance which binds or chelates heavy metals and helps remove them. And this is especially valuable in children who maybe have mercury poisoning, toxins, who may not be, you know, that agreeable to get an intravenous treatment or some other type of therapy. So this is something that you can inquire with an integrative or alternative doctor. But the first step is you should be evaluated to see if you have heavy metals in your body. And the only way I'm convinced of doing this is a urine challenge test. You could be dying of lead poisoning, and your urine and blood will be normal because that lead goes into your brain, your eye, your fat, and your bones. So you need to take a chelating agent, then collect your urine to measure these heavy metals. It's a simple test. It's called a urine challenge test, and that'll determine if you have toxic metals in your body. And the next step would be to do something to begin to remove them to help you regain your health.
Well, I wonder if you knew Dr. Serafina Corsello, because she ran a holistic clinic for many years in New York, and I was her head nurse.
The name rings a bell. Did she do a lot of heavy metal detoxification?
She did, and that's why I thought you might know her. We always did that exact challenge, and what we found is after we began chelation therapy, usually intravenously, and retested the heavy metal content, it actually went up rather than down because so much was being pulled out through the activity of chelation.
Yeah, and that can be disheartening for patients, because they go through a lot of IVs and they go, doctor, it's supposed to get better. It's getting worse.
Well, yeah, but we would explain to them ahead of time. It actually does make sense because, you know, a lot of that gets stuck in the fat and connective tissue. And then as you start bringing it out, then, you know, more of it will be in the bloodstream. So it does make sense. But this sounds like a wonderful therapy which people can use topically.
Well, I really believe that, you know, the IV therapy is by far the best. And then I think that, you know, there's rectal suppositories now, rectal EDTA, which is also very effective. I usually just reserve the lotion for maybe children, like autistic children or kids that are not going to sit for an IV.
Right, you're not going to do that for them, right?
Right. So it's the lotion is not for everyone. It's probably for that individual who, you know, can't get an IV. And the lotion seems to be much more effective for mercury toxicity compared to lead. So it's something that I just think it's so important that if you do have a chronic problem, a neurological problem or a visual problem, you need to get tested for heavy metals. That's the first thing we do in our practice. Because
yeah, and that's why Dr. Grosello was attacked by the Office of Professional Medical Conduct specifically for testing both for heavy metals and other environmental toxins such as PCBs. And we tested almost every patient because they usually came in pretty desperate after having conventional therapies that didn't work. So she would be looking for causative factors. And she was told that that was not medically prudent and that it was incorrect, sort of illegal to test for these things. And that's what they actually went after her for.
That's really a shame because that is, I think, one of the most effective ways to help somebody regain their health. And it's interesting, if you have heavy metal poisoning, your essential minerals are going to be depleted. Every patient that I see in my practice is deficient in zinc. And the reason is our poor diet. We don't have those essential minerals in the soil anymore. And when you have elevated mercury or lead, that lead is a big bully molecule. It pushes the zinc away. That zinc is a tiny element. So you are not going to have effective levels of zinc selenium as long as you have those heavy metals in your body. So it's a big project. Remove those heavy metals and supplement them with the essential minerals that your body needs for good health.
That's so true. Well, we're actually getting close to the end of our time with you today, so why don't you just tell people the best way to get in touch with you? Now, I know your clinic is in Florida, but you're over sort of near Tampa, correct? Because I'm all the way on the East Coast, or I would run right over there and see you. But do you see people or confer with people by phone, or do they have to come to your clinic?
I mainly do telephone consultations,
okay.
And I also do seminars and lectures. So the best way to find out my schedule is to go to my website, Healing the Eye, all one word, healingthe.com, and you can download a copy of my best-selling book. Go to kondratbook.com, or you can always give the office a call at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest today, right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We love to hear from you. Get in touch at naturalnurse.com or Facebook The Natural Nurse. Meanwhile, you got so many tips about keeping your eyes healthy, eat healthy, think healthy, all things that help your whole body, also help your eyes, which are truly a window to your soul. So until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, and as always, we are wishing you the best. Stay healthy.